A 44-year-old man who shot dead his brother-in-law with a submachine gun in the front garden of the victim's home in Ballyfermot in Dublin almost 4 years ago has been sentenced to life in prison. Christopher Devine of Convent Lawns, Kylemore Road in Ballyfermot had pleaded not guilty to murder but guilty to the manslaughter of Michael Tormey at Tomond Road, also in Ballyfermot, in the early hours of the 9th of January 2022. For more, we can talk to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, tell us about this case.
Well, Rachel, as you said, Christopher Devine and Michael Tormey were brothers-in-law, and Devine was Michael's best man at his wedding. However, on that fateful day, the 9th of January 2022, Devine drove to Michael's home and shot him multiple times with a HK MP5 submachine gun just before 5 a.m. in the morning, before walking back to his car and spinning the wheels as he made his escape. He went home, switched cars, left again, and the gun was never recovered. Now, Devine then left Dublin with his wife and spent 4 nights in 2 different hotels in Kildare and Dublin before he was arrested. He's 44 years of age, and he told the Gardaí that he and Michael Tormey had moved drugs, including cocaine, for others, but had kind of got out of the drugs business. However, he lied during his Garda interviews about going to his brother-in-law's home to warn him his life was in danger and about seeing some sort of mystery man, someone who was a threat at that time. He had a gun in his home before the murder and was taking cocaine and handing the submachine gun to children while saying, quote, "Mick has done something he shouldn't have done," and that it was either him or Mick that goes. And during the trial, he had tried to claim he was suffering from a substance-induced psychotic disorder from taking so much cocaine, but the jury rejected this and Christopher Devine was convicted of murder.
Tell us, Paul, about the victim impact statements the court heard this morning.
There were 4 statements handed into court. We heard from 2 of them. One from Michael Tormey's brother, Patrick, who said today that Michael was a good and decent man. He was a taxi driver with a happy attitude to life and that he wasn't a criminal. He said, however, that Michael had made, quote, "a serious error of judgment getting involved with these people, but was only around them for a short time. When he met them, he said, however, it was the beginning of the end and he paid the ultimate price with his life. We also heard from Michael's daughter, Shauna Tormey. She told the court that she didn't know why her dad had been so cruelly taken, and she never will. And she also turned to Michael while he was in Christopher Devine while he was in the dock, and conveyed her distress to him. Devine's defence counsel said he wanted to convey his remorse and regret for what he had done that night.
Now, Devine, as you say, received the mandatory life sentence. What did the judge say in handing down the sentence?
Yeah, Ms. Justice Melanie Greely said the victim impact statements conveyed the devastation caused by this brutal act of murder and treachery. She described the killing as a horrible death in horrible circumstances, and she said the only benefit that comes from this process is that the family of the deceased has a voice and they're able to set the record straight, and that is the only satisfaction that can come. And she sentenced Christopher Devine to the mandatory term of life in prison.
Paul, many thanks. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds there at the Criminal Courts of Justice for us this afternoon.